Thanks, Christian. We're almost out of time here, so I'm trying to get to as many questions as I can. Next question, we're going to go ahead and start with Barbara. Should the city continue to fund and manage the still days or look at other options? For example, the private sector to manage it.
Having been a member of the Still Days Committee for a number of years, I would say yes. Well, you said an either or, and I just did what I complained about. It. I think we should continue. There is a small amount of money that goes out and a tremendous amount of volunteerism that works with that. I don't think you would get the volunteerism with the private sector. So you would wind up with a smaller thing. Still Days really builds the community. It builds the spirit. It helps keep the spirit of the sense of community. And this is something that we can use to keep, as people come in, we invite our friends and neighbors to come to the celebration with us and become a part of the community themselves. I think it's worth it.
I think the city should continue to keep control. And again, I don't want to keep patting Rob on the back, but Rob's done a great job with trying to get more private entities to be involved, but the city should be in charge of it. And that way they can limit who comes in and who doesn't come in and why. I've enjoyed the City of Fun Carnival for a long, long time. And their giant corn dogs, that's what we look forward to once a year, is having a giant corn dog covered with lots of batter. So anyway, I think the city should continue to maintain control, but always, we should always look for volunteers and private agencies and businesses to participate for advertisement and other things. I think we do a marvelous job and it's a great community event.
I love Still Days, always have. I remember going to Still Days even as a young child, and it was really the highlight of my summer as a young boy. To be able to go to Still Days and ride those rides at the City of Fun and eat that cotton candy and the corn dogs. I definitely love Still Days. I will tell you that it takes a tremendous amount of work on the City Council's part. I do think we ought to continue to support that. I would maybe not even be opposed to potentially putting two City Councilmen on there. Robbie Shelton, I cannot believe the amount of time, energy, and effort that Robbie has put in this last year. In trying to make sure the Still Days flows smoothly, that there's no hiccups there. I think he's done an absolutely tremendous job. So I am in support of Still Days. I think it's a community pride, like these other communities we have. Lehigh and Pleasant Grove have rodeos and American Fork has Still Days. And I'm really proud to say that, you know, American Fork has a place where we can all gather once a summer and celebrate this great city we live in.
So, I don't know if you know, Rob is actually my next door neighbor, and one of the reasons I didn't want to run for city council was because I don't want to be in charge of Still Days. That's how terrible it looks. But I have given this a little bit of thought because lots of cities have their festivals and it's a lot of work no matter what. It's always going to be a lot of work. But I think what we need is more volunteers. You need a board of volunteers that will take the burden off of the city council a little bit. Because guess what, I'm not an event planner and I will do what's asked, but you need a lot of people to do those things. And I know one of the things that they've always struggled with is having enough volunteers to do what they need. And this actually falls along with some of the things that I was talking about, my three C's. One of them is citizen engagement. I do think that the city, this is a worthwhile cause. When I was during the parade, I was passing out these I Love AF stickers, and you would be, there were so many people that wanted them because they had so much pride in the city.
I second that.